Daylight Takeover, Wilde and Tausch continues. 844-770-3776. How you get into the show? Jim Rutledge, Matt Hamilton with you. You can see us on ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison YouTube. You can interact 844-770-3776 at ESPN Madison, at ESPN Milwaukee. Jesse Nelson behind the glass. I'm in the Everlight Solar studio. And we are asking you, there's a possibility, I think a real possibility, that the Bears-Packer game gets flexed from Sunday to Saturday. Again, if you're betting, I'm sure the Seahawks are favorites tonight, and which means the Bears lose this game, which means you got a 4-win team going against a Packers team that is probably, I don't think they're favored to go win at Minnesota. But either way, if they lose to Minnesota, the Packers will have nothing to play for if they lose to Minnesota. So this game could really be a bunch of backups playing. So moving it to Saturday might work. Now, there's a positive of a Saturday game. Gets you something to watch on a Saturday, and you can watch the rest of the games on Sunday and watch the Vikings and the Lions play each other and see what those teams are and have some really big games lined up. So there's positives to that. But we were asking you, what do you think? Are you okay if the Bears-Packer game gets flexed to Saturday? 844-770-3776. Dan in East Troy says it's a Milwaukee game, too. 608 chimes in. Wildcard weekend is Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So, because there's been some people like, well, the Packers are in, they'll play on Saturday, get some extra day. I think we're talking about 12 hours, and realistically, I don't know how they fully break out the schedule, but if the Packers played on Saturday, they probably would play a Saturday wildcard game, depending on that. You know, so like that would be the guess.
Well, they'd still be negative to the team that possibly played on Sunday, because there's no guarantee that a wild card opponent they played on.
Matt, teams play on Thursday. Like, well, why are we fine? Like, everyone's overthinking.
No, here's the thing: 12 hours is still better than none. And of those 12 hours, Jim, it's sleeping hours, which is recovery. It's pure recovery.
I can't. All right.
No, it is better.
Sabermetrics. This is just like I want this to be true.
That's what people feel.
So when it flips, if let's say someone played on Saturday and the Packers played on Sunday, they have an advantage then?
I mean, yeah, they would say so. You would say so.
No, I would not, because that's an insane take.
If they put the Rams and the Seahawks on Saturday and the Rams win the division by winning that game and then the Packers play the Seahawks on Sunday the following week, the Packers go Sunday to Sunday, the Seahawks go Saturday to Sunday, that would be one extra day of rest could be an advantage, right?
It's 12 hours. It's not.
Yeah,
like,
but it's sleep time. That's where you recover. Your body recovers when you sleep.
I would believe it more if it was a Monday to like a Saturday or a Sunday to a Thursday. These athletes are used to having to play from a Sunday to a Thursday, let alone a Saturday to a Sunday.
They're not used to it. I know, but I'm saying, Jim, have you ever felt better one day later?
No.
Have you ever worked out and not felt better?
The next day, not 6 days later.
It's possible.
We're talking 6 and 7. We're not talking 1 and 2. We're talking 6 and 7 days. You are just grasping at straws. You are just.
No,
I'm not going to let you have this one. I'm not going to let you have it. I'm not going to let you have it. No, you sound like an insane person. You sound
12 hours can make a difference in how you are feeling.
All right. How many? Okay.
What if you're sick? Jesse could feel better tomorrow in 12 hours.
Yeah. What about me?
For real, Jim,
what about Michael Jordan playing with the flu?
You're
insane.
12 hours changes anything.
When 12? Okay, I'm sorry. So, all right. How many hours are in a week?
24 times 7.
There's 168 hours in a week. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then we're talking 12 of those hours. What percentage of 12 is 168?
That's 1/14. You didn't need to break it down.
All right.
12 divided by 168 is 7%.
7%. That's what I wanted. So you're talking about 7%. You're grasping at straws. If your team is good, this doesn't matter. Thank you.
Jim, there's tons of different things.
12 hours ain't going to make a difference.
Why you would want an extra day. And if the other team had it, you would believe they had it.
No, I would not. It would never come out of my mouth as a talking point. It is an insane
talking point. Well, here's the thing. You've got dozens of texters saying that it is a talking point.
What are we doing? One.
No.
One
Jesse
texter.
Jesse put one up, and then someone called in and said it. So that's at least two, and then
nobody texted. All they texted was wild card weekend is Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's not agreeing to you. They're just telling you the days.
Someone was saying that we had an extra day off if they play Saturday and go Sunday.
That was the caller. One person.
Okay, there's two. It's possible.
It's also
The fact that you're getting hung up on this as much as you are
because this is an insane take. Your team is too good to care about this.
Well. It's not about the team caring about this, Jim. It's about the fans caring about this.
Right, and fans care about a lot of dumb things that don't matter, and this is one of them. 608 chimes in. Game will matter like, against the Bears regardless.
Any Bear fan caring about the Bears.
Game will, again, there it is. You don't have a take, so you're just going to take a shot at the Bears side of things. That's fine. You proved my point. I win because you didn't have an argument. You just went,
Jim,
Bears still suck.
Because you yell classic, and you run show doesn't mean you win every argument.
No, but you saying Bears still suck does not, that's why I won, because you had no argument, so you just go, Bears still suck. So thank you.
No, you won't listen to an argument. So no. I go with the only thing you will
You don't have an argument. I killed your argument. 7% will not make a difference either way. And if the Packers have the shorter time, you will not hear it come out of my mouth at all that the other team has an advantage. You will not hear it. I know I sound crazy because I'm talking to a crazy person. All right, the 608 chimes in. Game will matter against the Bears regardless with seeding compared to the Commanders. No one wants to be the 7th seed and go to Philly in the first round. I don't know. The Commanders, they have 2 games left. So, again, if the Commanders lose, that could swing it the Packers' way as well. So, I don't know how much the Packers are going to play in this game. 844-770-3776. Jim from Madison chimes in. Jim, defer to the world-class athlete and whether or not an athlete values extra rest. We didn't talk about value, and I'm saying that 7% over 148 hours, 12 hours, will not swing that game in any way, shape, or form. 844-770-3776. That is honestly the most insane talking point I've ever had. Matt's on something, he's stuck on it, and he's sticking to it. That game, I promise you, that if you ran that game 10 million times, when you're talking out of a whole week, we're not talking days. We're talking a whole week, we're talking 7%. 7% difference. 7%
is a pretty big deal. If I said you have a 100% chance to live or a 93% chance to live, 7% sounds like a pretty big deal.
Okay, but
and I'm not saying it's to live. We're saying this. I know it's not substantial, but
it's
how
insignificant.
Could getting more
insignificant.
Rest? It's. I don't think it's.
No, it's just you have this
Does
little point, and you're proud of it, and you just want to stick with it, and that's fine.
I'm not proud
you
of
are.
The fact that I can. Observed that Saturday comes before Sunday.
You can count, I know. 844-770-3776. After playing on Monday night, the Packers are going this weekend game on a short week. Moving the Bears game to Saturday would be a second short week leading to the playoffs. Not a fan of that, Joel and Matt, Minneapolis. So then, Matt, to your point, the Packers are in trouble this week, or if they move that game to Saturday, right?
They would be on a shorter week.
Wait, well, we should figure out.
Would be
wait,
on a shorter
wait
week.
Matt, to your point, what I'd like to do, Jesse, can you add up all the sleep hours the Packers have had?
Let's just go to break.
No, I want
to add up.
Let's just go to break. I want to add up all the sleep hours the Packers have had all season and compare them to the team they play in the playoffs. And whichever team slept more, and then I also want their sleep scores. And whichever team slept more, they win. This is Matt Mott, Takeover, Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Jim, Matt, Molly, takeover of Wilde and Tausch. I am Jim Rutledge. He is Matt Hamilton. We are not together in the Everlight Solar Studio. Jesse Nelson is with me. Matt is on safari. I am in the Everlight Solar Studio in Madison. Hopefully everyone out there is driving safe. Matt, I'm not sure what the weather is up by you, but it is foggy as heck. As I look out the Spark building here in the Everlight Solar Studio, I can barely see across the way, let alone the Capitol. Usually we have a nice view of the Capitol here in Madison. It's foggy, and walking on the sidewalks around here, too, very icy. So hopefully everyone stays out. I don't think the roads are icy, but the sidewalks, be careful walking out and about.
Also foggy up here. I'm in the, like, Shawano area.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really nice, but man, is it it is super foggy, and that fog kind of like has made, like you said, all the sidewalks, like our deck. I walked outside during the last break. Our deck is like glare ice. I'm very glad that I spend a lot of time on slippery ice, so I'm used to the feeling, because I think if Grandma would have went out there, she'd have lost her hips.
On that note, I almost got to see something rare, Jesse Nelson. I believe this was Tuesday. Matt Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Now, he saved himself, but made a little jump and landed in what was kind of like a soupy mess. It looked like ice, but it broke, and 1 foot went through, and the other foot kind of slipped, but he caught himself. I mean, I would have seen an Olympic gold medalist who makes their living on ice fall on ice, but he didn't do it. He still kept his feet.
That's why he's the best.
That's why I still do it, Jim.
Also, side note, Matt got a full 9 hours the night before. So,
yes, Chris, that is a good point. I did.
Chris from Baraboo chimes in, get this clown Jim off the radio. Jesse should be subbed in today. Matt needs a new co-host. Okay, Chris. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Chris. Not afternoon, but good afternoon. Robin Madison says it's the 26th. No more Christmas music. Jim in the third ward chimes in.
Wildy and Tausch like it through the new year. Wildy and Tausch like it through the new year. I would stop it today, but
I stopped it. Last night was the end of it for me. And we started Thanksgiving, but I was kind of, all of us were over it. It was fine. It's nice month, but then like, to Matt's the music guy on the show. These aren't bangers. Like, these are nice little nostalgic little hits, and then you step away, and then you revisit them.
We like playing it, especially because we did start them a little late this year. We didn't start till like December 14th, so we're gonna play them through New Year's. And if you don't like it, too bad.
Jim in the third ward says, "What does the data say? Is having one more day of rest better for an NFL team? I'm sure there's enough data on it. I don't know if anyone's cared enough about it, Matt. But I will say this: I got bad news for you. As the Packers play the Vikings coming up this weekend." Vikings have a competitive advantage because the Packers played on Monday.
That's true. That is true. Now, obviously, as we know,
Packers would have been favored if the Vikes didn't get that extra sleep.
Maybe. I mean, maybe it's just a half point. Maybe it's just the hook instead of a whole point right now, which bettors would know. You're looking for any sort of inside info. It's like, oh, Jordan Love didn't sleep good last night because he had nightmares. Sources tell me. he had a nightmare before Christmas.
770-3776. I wonder how long it is that, so I have like a sleep tracker thing and like I see my sleep. At some point, is that going to be made available of like the night's sleep that a player has? Like, I feel like at some point teams will start tracking it, but then like, will that be made available to bettors of like Jordan Love questionable with night terrors?
Sleep score of 72. Yeah,
a low sleep score.
James Harden went to bed at 6 a.m. Huh?
Right? It really it also very much depends on the athlete because whether it's James Harden or others, like Mike, you heard the stories about Michael Jordan out all night and then putting 50 up. Different athletes can
Golf all morning and early afternoon and then going to play the night game.
Yeah, Matt, actually, as an Olympian, the stories of him playing golf all day and then playing in the Olympics, and I know the opponents were much lesser, but like you're a golf guy and you're Olympian, and he would sometimes play three full rounds of golf and then play and then dominate a team, even like medal rounds. I mean,
no chance I would do that.
Could you play any golf before you competed at an Olympic sport, like in the Olympics?
I mean, if I was taking a cart, like I could probably go and I'd play like 9 holes, but it's still like golf is still mentally exhausting to do for 4 or 5 hours if you're out. So like, and then to have to reset and then recommit to another like 3 hour game, which is more important than the one you're currently playing. I wouldn't do it. That seems like not the wisest wizard move, but I'm not the GOAT of the NBA, so who am I to say anything?
Well, I asked because I mean, you and Team Schuster have to be near GOAT status, at least as far as United States curling. Your gold medalist.
I'm a big napper, Jim, and I do believe that like 1 hour nap makes a difference. So I gotta think an extra 12 hours is gonna make a difference. But 24.
Everyone's different on it because like there are athletes out there who do not need the sleep. Like some athletes are just gonna be different on it.
My teammates don't take naps. I got two teammates that don't, and I'm like one that if I play a game and we get another one in the day, I'm trying to find at least half an hour.
608 chimes in. I've seen the Packers favored by a point. Where can I get this +1 spread you're talking about? I don't know. Matt's the one who gave me the line. Justin in Middleton chimes in. Jesse, you've got the clip of Rashawn Gary scaring the crap out of Lisa Salters and play it on the air. It's fantastic. And Josh in Menominee Falls chimes in. I feel like maybe the Bears need 2 weeks off between every football game. Honestly, if sleep helped, I would just give up a game. Like if I'm the Bears, we'll just hibernate for a game and then come back and they have a chance to at least go then 8-9 as opposed to the 4 wins they have. Like if it really did help, I think that'd be a strategic advantage for the Bears. They'll be like my hibernating joke. There we go. All right. 844-770-3776 is where you can chime into the show.
So at ESPN Bet, the Packers are 1-point favorites now, but okay, other right. books still have the Vikings as 1-point favorites.
Yeah, so I saw the Vikings opened at 1.5-point favorites. So that's
so Packer fans moving the line. I mean, it's just it's pick 'em. It's a pick 'em, which I think is the way to pick this game. It is interesting. I mean, if you're in Madison, you heard Mike Tannenbaum talk about how he likes the Packers defense, and that's why they can make a playoff run. And I agree, the Packers can make a playoff run. Like, my thoughts on the Packers are, they are a team that can make a playoff run, but they are equals with Minnesota, a team that also can make a playoff run, and not as good as Philadelphia and Detroit, even though Detroit's diminished. That's how I look at it. That if I'm picking a favorite, which I believe you have one, just like you have a best friend and a pet peeve, you have one favorite, and the favorite is Detroit, and then I would put Philadelphia in that kind of slightly above Minnesota, Philadelphia, with all four of those teams having a shot to represent right. the NFC in the playoffs. The other teams, I would say, are long shots. So the Packers are in the, hey, they got a legitimate shot. I think the Packers can beat anyone, but I also think they can lose to anyone. The Packers have to go out to Los Angeles with a healthier Rams than the last time they faced them. That's not going to be an easy game. Matthew Stafford is a Super Bowl winner. Matthew Stafford's a Hall of Famer. Matthew Stafford is a great quarterback. Plus, he's Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp and Sean McVay has won a Super Bowl. Like, that's going to be a tough game. The Packers should rightfully be favorites, but that's not a game you're going to feel super about. And so the Packers, to me, are just one of those teams that I think they can play with anyone and they can lose to anyone in the playoffs. And nothing's going to happen against Minnesota or Chicago. It's going to change my opinion on that. But if we looked at the defense here, the Packers are behind. So the Packers, let's see here. The takeaways for the season, the Green Bay Packers are behind Minnesota. Minnesota has 30 takeaways. The Packers have 28. And then when you look at scoring defense, the Packers are at 19 points a game they allow. And then the Vikings are at, let's see here. Sorry, get this organized properly. The Packers are at 19 points a game, and the Vikings are at 18 points a game allowed. So really any defensive metric, you're going to put the Vikings better than the Packers, and offensively, it's kind of a crapshoot. Like points, yards, right. like they kind of go back and forth. So these teams are very evenly matched. I think the Vikings have a better defense, and I think that their defensive coordinator is better. Just by the idea of Flores has been a very successful defensive coordinator for a long time. He's been a head coach based off his success as a defensive coordinator. His defense right now statistically is better. So I would say that all case in points is Minnesota's defense is better. I think their offenses are equal. But I think that, again, these teams as a whole are incredibly equal teams. And the only thing I think tips the game one way or the other is LaFleur over O'Connell. But I think O'Connell is one great coach. So I don't think that's a massive tip. But LaFleur has the experience.
Interesting. I mean, that's the interesting point, is because I don't necessarily disagree with any of the things you said. Like, their defense is obviously highly ranked this season. Their offense is humming along. I would love to say the Packers have a better offense, but Justin Jefferson is undeniable.
Across the board, the Vikings have more skill player talent.
Right.
The running back is better for the Packers, but just if you put all the group into one pile.
I totally agree. So like I say, I agree with all your points. I just still find it interesting that the Packers right now, even with the Vikings at 1.5-point favorites going into the game, that's still, on a neutral field, they're 1.5-point dogs because Vegas believes in the Packers, right? If it's 3 points for home field is what the rough estimate is. So it's just interesting to me that the team with the better record, the better defense, the better skill position players, according to like basically what we're getting at, has moved the line in this way.
Well, I mean, that's better is moving the line.
Well,
but I would
sure,
say
it's yeah. better, but it's people that believe something. They believe the Packers are better, even
Packer
though we're kind of
like, let's not use the line
again,
as the
no,
defining
but
factor.
It's yeah. still an interesting thing because there's a lot of sharps and a lot of bettors that aren't just fans of the team. They're actually, I would say the majority of bettors are actually not fans of teams. I think they are actually like people that just like to gamble. So it's interesting that there's a lot of people that are favoring the Packers right now, because like I was saying, Jim, I don't disagree with anything you said. It's just, it's,
I don't find that interesting. One, it's hard to beat a team twice. And two, the Packer fans, and this is, unless we're going to completely ignore the trope all the time that fan bases, the move that's happened, that's always moved by a fan base. that Packer fans like that line, that movement, they move that
That's
line.
That's a fan move.
It could move back. But your initial point of the correct line was still not a massive line. I think you said the initial line was minus 1.5. So,
yeah.
So like, that's still a valid point. And I think Vegas looks at this as a pick 'em. And the Packers, it's hard to view the Packers losing to Detroit twice and Minnesota twice. Like, that's hard to wrap your brain around.
And I guess that's the logic behind it, but it's even on, like, the predictor on ESPN app, it's got Packers at, like, 54.8% chance to win it.
Pick them. Yeah, so, like...
It's kind of interesting to me when you've got a team that's, like we're saying, has a better record, has a coach that seems to be on the right track, a defensive coordinator that has done it and been around before, skill position players are just as good, if not better, at most of the spots than the Packers.
Here's why.
Gives me hope as a Packer fan.
You should have hope. It's a pick 'em. Yeah. You should have hope. My point is, one, bettors are still human. They're still the G as opposed to mm-hmm. the Viking. And they're still, though, not just with Packer fans hating on the Vikings, there's still this overall disbelief. But I'll say this over and over again. The Packers were a joke until they weren't. Patriots were a joke until they weren't. Minnesota is going to be a joke until they aren't anymore. And I don't know if this will be the year. But I will say this. We talk about the run that Jordan Love has gone on for a while here. Since November 17th, Sam Darnold has thrown, I believe, 17 touchdowns against one interception, averaging 275 yards per game passing and blowing anything out of the water as far as completion percentage that Jordan Love has done. So in this a-thon that Jordan Love is on, Darnold is in one as well. And so,
good for Darnold.
My point is, these quarterbacks over the course of this season are the same dang guy.
Yeah.
And Sam Darnold is not Brock Purdy. Sam Darnold was the first overall pick who made, and Packer fans, rightfully so, love to talk about how you take time to develop quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sam Darnold just had a different sort of development. He had to play early, then he sat, and now he's developed. Like, that's not a crazy story to tell.
Right.
And so, Sam Darnold was the first overall pick. He is a 6'3" athletic freak who has all the physical ability to make all the throws you're looking for, just like Jordan Love. So I think mm-hmm. those two quarterbacks are very similar, and there's not that many more. I guess if you did pelts on the wall, Jordan Love has one awesome playoff experience game and one mid playoff game. And I would, because his stats for the 49ers game are exactly the same as the Giants game last year, and that was not a good game for Jordan Love. So if we just looked at it in that category, not the best game for Jordan Love. So that's what he has on him. I think these two teams are incredibly equal. And I feel like the Packers are going to win this game because it's hard to beat a team twice in the same season, even though this game's at home. But I think the other part of this is, and we've talked about on the show, Matt, the Vikings, they're not coming off the playoffs last year. But I will die on this hill. They would have been in the playoffs if Kirk Cousins doesn't blow out his Achilles against the Green Bay Packers. Because the Packers, I don't think, because the Vikings win enough games to take that spot from Green Bay. And then we're talking about a Minnesota team that is coming off of a playoff game last year. I don't think they have the same success as the Packers had, but I think they made the playoffs. And then if you're looking at the Vikings as the team that made the playoffs last year and then are crushing it this year, you have a different view for it. Just look at the Packers. Packers made the playoffs last year and are doing very well this year.
So we're living Minnesota's reality?
Well, again, I don't think Minnesota's
Achilles.
I don't know if Minnesota would have beaten up Dallas. Like, that's not fair. I'm just saying the actual playoff availability. Kirk Cousins finishing that season, they had enough of a lead. They would have done it. They basically just fell apart, as most teams would, without their quarterback. Now, that's not saying the Packers earned their playoff spot last year, and the Packers earned their playoff victory. I'm just talking optics. I think that also plays into why Vegas and others might believe in Minnesota less. But they're not that far off of being a team that should have been in the playoffs last year. They lost their quarterback.
Yeah.
Most teams are cooked when you lose your quarterback.
That's a good point. They certainly are.
Matt, you have a lot of Vikings fan friends, don't you?
I do.
What's their vibe heading into this game or this week? Like, where are they at?
They kind of do the same trope that like a lot of fans do, like Brewers fans, right? Oh, well, Brewers are going to Brewer. They'll probably get into the playoffs and then lose in the first round. Or that's kind of how my Viking friends are. They feel like the other shoe is going to drop eventually right now. They feel like their season's been way too good for there not to be some, like, disaster coming.
And I understand that. And again, the example I'll use is I'm a Cubs fan. I did not think the Cubs were going to win. I did not think the Cubs were going to come back 3-1. I didn't think they were going to come back that game. Again, you're a joke and you're viewed as someone that's going to collapse all the time until you don't. And I said this before too. If you're a Vikings fan and you're listening, whenever your curse breaks, and this will happen for the Bears too, it's probably going to be ridiculous too. Like, look at the Patriots. Bum franchise for a long chunk of change there. A sixth round pick comes through and changes the franchise. The Green Bay Packers had a long stretch of being really bad. Some guy, a second round, you trade a second round pick for Brett Favre from, you know, Atlanta, and you know, it changes your franchise fortune. The Cubs are down 3-1 and then down late in the game, and then they win the World Series. Like, Minnesota or whatever, if they break their curse, it'll happen in the playoffs. It's going to be something weird. Because teams that have the long run, it always just seems to be something weird that breaks the curse. Favre was a... Nobody was excited about getting Brett Favre when he got here. Everyone was into Don Majkowski, the magic man.
Yeah, baby.
And I don't blame him. That's a pretty awesome overall pick. 844-770-3776. 608 chimes in. I guess he was a third overall pick. I thought he was number one. So I would say, looking at this, I think these two teams are equal. I think Minnesota's got a better defense. And that's right. Just the way that
stats would
look
agree
at
with that. I agree with you too.
Yes. And Jared in Ohio or Canton, Ohio says, honestly, the Bear fans should take Favre's old advice, take 2 weeks off, then quit. I don't think that's a Favism. I think that's like a Rodney Dangerfield bill, I think, or something like that.
I know. I use that a lot. I like that one.
Yeah. Maybe Favre used it, but I think that feels like Rodney Dangerfield or something. Hey Matt. That's a nice hat. Did it come with a free bowl of soup?
Yeah, exactly. It looks good on you, though.
All right, we'll play Will Nelly next.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Jim Rutledge, Matt Hamilton with you. We are live from the Everlight Solar Studio. By we, I mean me and Jesse Nelson. Matt Hamilton is in the Outback wearing his Indiana Jones hat and a sleek-looking Iron Jock shirt as well. I am in the Everlight Solar Studio. We are presented by Coors Light, Matt Hamilton. I got to do this once because Wildy and Tosh is also big fans of the show, big fans of Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, Matt Hamilton, you know what to do.
And that's crush a Coors Light, partner.
Absolutely. So we got you here until noon, and we're doing a little bit of our own show, a little bit of Wildy and Tausch, hence the music, hence Jesse Nelson.
Hey, hey.
And hence, Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly.
On Wildy and Tausch.
I feel pretty good about some of these things to run by you guys today from the holidays. So first up, what's your personal policy on taking leftovers from the holiday gathering that you did not host? Because every gathering I was at over the last couple of days, we were offered leftovers, and I felt like most people declined, and I was one of the only... And my history with leftovers is well documented on this show, going back to when I was in a suite at a Badger game and grabbed one of the two containers available and took some chicken wings home.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, I did. And we ended up with some meatballs from my mother-in-law, and she specifically said, these are for Jesse. And I was like, well, you could say they're for Jesse and Becca. Like, they're not just for Jesse.
Right.
It happened with some desserts at my aunt's house yesterday. What is your personal policy, Matt Hamilton, on taking leftovers from the holiday gatherings you do not host, if offered?
First and foremost, they got to be good. I'm not taking any leftovers to save your feelings. If you didn't do a good enough job for me to want to take leftovers home, I'm not going to just take them to humor you and then toss them when I get home.
Well, you could. That is one play.
That's the Christmas spirit, Matt Hamilton.
Like, nah. What if there's a bunch of extra meat and the meat wasn't that good? And they're like, here, do you want to take some pork home? And you'd be like, yeah, sure. Because
I think for a lot of, here's the thing. There's plenty of people that also decline. It's not like I'm saying, I decline and here's why. It's terrible. I'm just like, no, we're good. Like, you're heading out of town soon. We don't need them. Or,
I think it's worse to not offer an excuse. If someone says, hey, you want some leftover chocolate bars? No.
No, thanks.
Like, that sounds more
watching
harsh than, nah, we're good. We're
watching
starting a diet on
figure.
Tuesday. Like, come up with something.
I would say you got to offer and you got to take some leftovers. So, like, we had family over, and obviously this show loves Pizza Hut. So does the Rutledge family. We had family over. It is impossible to find the right amount of pizza order. And I thought I did a good job. I did, like, the dinner box, and then I did, like, a big, large Meat Lover's pizza, too. Still had a few leftovers. And so, too many. I love pizza, but honestly, it was more about my mother-in-law was sitting there. I'm like, this isn't all going to fit in the container I want to put the pizza in, so please just take off the top at the bare minimum. And she was happy to take some home. And then when we went down to my in-laws yesterday, there's food in the fridge. To your point, Matt, I would always, like, I'm not a big ham's fine. It's just more of like, I can have ham. You have ham all the time. So, like,
right.
Like my wife brought home ham yesterday, and I'm like, whatever, you can have it. But, like, whenever we do turkey, I'm always like, please get as much turkey as humanly possible. So I guess to your point, I just feel like I have turkey like that, like, once a year. Ham, I just feel like it's Easter. It's just regular dinner once in a while. Like, it's just a thing. So the ham I kind of could take or leave. So in general, though, we're always taking leftovers because most people, like, a lot of times it's an older person making the food. They're going to toss it all. So it's just nice to take it, even if you don't want it. But we take it because we want it.
That's my thought. You don't want it to go to waste.
Right.
I like free food.
Whoa, Nelly!
Don't get me wrong. I like free food too, kid. It's just...
You're just talking about it.
Sometimes I just don't want it. I like it. I just don't want it.
All right, next question. This was quite the situation yesterday. Have you ever been around a group of people watching a replay of a game that thought it was live?
Oh.
Yes, yesterday.
You were yesterday?
My mom was watching the Penn State-Ohio State game. There was a replay going on, and she thought it was the college football playoff.
Did you make a bet?
It was light out.
Did you make a bet?
No.
So,
no, I immediately went up and was like, what are you watching the replay for? She's like, what? This is a replay? I was like, yeah.
She's doing more research than you do for the show. She's trying to help you out. She's like, Matt, I'm going to watch this and tell you what happened.
Yeah, that's what I normally do is have Kath watch the shows for me and movie, games.
Give me the mom's notes on the game. Mom, give me the notes.
Chris Jackie kicked a field goal. Oh, no, that was McManus.
Jim, have you ever been in this situation?
I feel like it's been a long time. Back when, like, ESPN Classic was on, I feel like my grandpa got sucked in once. It's an age thing, not to be ageist, but it's definitely like a... There's just context clues that I think you forget about. Like, mm-hmm. Matt's mom realizing it's the middle of the day on Christmas. Like, probably not a game going on.
So,
well, no, it was nighttime here, and it was a light game.
Okay.
And still Ohio
context
State.
I'm still, like, context clues.
Yeah.
They're playing in Australia, Matt. You got the hat on.
Neutral site game. So, yes, my family yesterday, there were a few people gathered around in the living room when the Ravens-Texans game was on Netflix. But they had NFL Network on. My uncle had put NFL Network on, and they were replaying the Commanders-Eagles game from last weekend. And the Commanders came back and won in, like, the last 10 seconds.
They scored. Shocked.
And the whole upstairs went crazy when they threw a touchdown pass. And I went up. I'm like, what? You guys, this was 4 days ago.
It's like the biggest news in sports. That's Dude. Even a bunch of Hamiltons around.
So it also, the other time I experienced this, we were at a sports bar when I was in college in Peoria, Illinois. And they were replaying when Ohio State beat Michigan in the Big Ten tournament on a half-court buzzer beater. I forgot the guy who hit it, but it was it was one of the biggest shots ever hit at the time. And they replayed the game, like, on the big screen before the Big Ten tournament games were starting. We were in there early, and an entire table of people thought it was happening live, and we decided not to tell them. Just to see their reaction when they hit the buzzer beater. It was amazing. So I've now taken the philosophy. I'm not going to tell people if they're watching a live or a not live game, a replay. I'm going to let them experience it and have that emotion.
Side note, and I've, whether on YouTube or whatever, watched some of these old highlights from anything from the 90s might as well have been shot in 1972. Like, at some point, there's also, like, these games have to be within, like, a five-year window. Because otherwise, they look like they were shot on another planet. Like, yeah. I don't understand how technology has advanced so much. Because you could take old movies, like Home Alone, obviously, they upscale it and make it look better. These NFL games look worse than a video game. You're like, I don't know what's happening in here. And how do these quarterbacks ever complete a pass? Like, it looks almost like some sort of elaborate joke that we thought that was football.
It's weird to go back and watch games from, like, the late 90s, and they don't have the score bug on the whole time. Yeah, and it's like, it just comes up occasionally, and it's huge. And it's like, what are
we
doing?
I just get so mad at SportsCenter when they'd run the score. It's like, no, I want to find out when the highlight is going on. Now I just get it delivered to you the second it happens.
Jesse, I do have one other question. So you asked about a live game and replays and whatnot.
Yep.
So back in the day, I would say, and when I say back in the day, I say between like 16 and 18 or 19, they used to do this thing called Curling Night America, where we would play a curling tournament made for TV, and then they would play it every like Tuesday. So like I would play this event in late August, early September, and then in October, November, once for the next like 8 weeks, we're playing it on Tuesdays or Thursdays or whatever. Curling Night in America. I was at a bar watching the game with some friends, guy next to me was like, do you think the U.S. wins this one? And he had no idea who I was. And I was like, yeah, I bet they do. And he's like, I don't know. The Japan team looks pretty good. And we kind of made a little bet for a beer. And I fleeced the guy
in a tournament you were in on so TV I had at the this, bar?
The mustache was on for the competition, Curling Night in America. But I was looking like my hair had started to grow out a little bit. I had the beard going. So, yeah, he did not tell the difference or that, you know, I was the same person. But it technically was playing for the first time at the bar. So he couldn't have known the rules. Only I could have known the outcome.
This is very IPT.
I feel like Matt just made himself ineligible for the next Olympics.
I got a free beer.
This feels like a violation of some kind that the Olympic Committee is going to want to know about.
I'm just curious if that was technically it was a replay. I think it's no one else got to see it.
International wire fraud. I don't know. Like. Right, scrub that from the replay of the show. This is Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Mark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Wrapping up Jim, Matt, Molly takeover of Wildy and Tausch. I am Jim Rutledge, Matt Hamilton with you, Jesse Nelson behind the glass. And we've got you for a little bit longer. You listen back to today's show, Wisconsin on Demand, Apple, Spotify, and those great places. And we've been talking all over the board. We've been talking about, Christmas holiday etiquette, honeymoon escapades, childless Christmases, the Viking sleep, and how important it is to Matt Hamilton. All that is back at Wisconsin on Demand. You can see Matt Hamilton's Indiana Jones hat. Are you going to wear that tomorrow, Matt? Because I believe we're on... Wait, what are we on? Is it 2 to 5 or 2 to 4 tomorrow?
You guys are on 2 to 5
tomorrow. 2 to 5 tomorrow across these networks as well. And Matt, are you going to be wearing your hat?
Yeah, this is my new thing now. I'm wearing this indefinitely.
You're a cowboy.
I'm a cowboy now.
And you're going to wear chaps or not?
Only if... if the boot fits, you know.
Whoa, Nelly!
One boot?
Just one. Yeah, I think I'm waiting for next Christmas for chaps.
Okay, all right. Well, if you get the full outfit, you can wear it little by little.
I think they're going to be out by then.
Yeah, you can check with Jesse, see if you can wear that too, the Everlight Solar Studios.
Yeah, Jesse still had never touched on the other, apparently, what is it, wardrobe malfunction I had?
Please wear shirts to work.
It's not a malfunction. You took your shirt off.
It fell off.
That
did not
fall off.
Here's no. Actually, you can blame Jason Wilde for it. He was the instigator.
He did ask you to take your shirt off. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
So,
well,
so that could also be dual
about asking teammates to take their shirts off.
I do not think you're allowed to ask teammates to take their shirts off.
So. That does seem inappropriate.
Yeah, I would advise against that here, even if it is the holidays, Matt Hamilton. All right, so we'll be back at it tomorrow, 2 to 5. Thanks for listening. Hopefully, you had some fun. Thanks for Jesse for toughing it out. Thanks to Matt Hamilton for joining the show. You can listen back again, Wisconsin on Demand, Apple, Spotify, any of those great places. Enjoy the rest of your day. This has been Jim, Matt, Molly taking over for Wildy and Tausch.
See ya.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin on Demand.